This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. For the past couple seasons, the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra has lived a nomadic life. That's because the orchestra's home in Grand Center has been undergoing a two-year, $140 million renovation. One big feature of that renovation is a state-of-the-art education and learning center. Here's SLSO President and CEO Marie-Hélène Bernard.
It's one very important piece, connecting the back of house and the front of house. So that space, which is close to 4,000 square feet of space, top acoustical environment, hardwood floor, hardwood walls, can be used as an education center for all of the teachers and students who come with us from, you know, it's pre-K to 12 and college even. So I think that's a very important space.
Well, in less than 5 months, the orchestra begins its 2025-2026 season, and it'll be back in a bigger and revitalized Powell Hall. One person who is excited about that is Stéphane Deneuve, the music director of the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. Stéphane, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much for having me, Elaine. Thank you.
Now, we'll look forward in just a moment, but I'd first like to know, what has it been like to live this nomadic lifestyle for the past two seasons?
Well, there are a lot of silver linings. Of course, we were missing Powell Hall, which is an extraordinary acoustic and our home. But we met a lot of new people thanks to the two venues that we mainly visited, Stiefel and Two Hill. And it was very interesting for the orchestra as well to perform in different acoustics, so to listen to each other in a different way. And I must say, I'm very excited that the audience have been loyal, have been with us, and now everybody is excited to be back home.
Mm-hmm. Were those different acoustics, were they difficult to adjust to? What does it take on the side that people do not see?
Yes. You know, the acoustic of a hall is like the instrument of the orchestra. It's essential. And yes, Two Hill and Stiefel are very different from each other to start with and different from Powell. So it was not an easy exercise for our great musicians to have to adjust every week and to find the way to balance themselves all the time. So it was challenging, but I think we learned a lot on the way, and if anything, it made us actually even more accustomed to touring. So I hope we will tour the world even more, because we have been doing that for 2 years.
Right. And I remember talking with you when you were in Europe doing a tour a couple years ago.
We had a great major tour in Europe, and that was fantastic. And I think our orchestra is full of extraordinary talent that can adapt and adjust to everything. So they did that for 2 years. But once again, what a joy to be back at home.
Right. Now, we have talked before about how important it is that the SLSO perform work that is by living composers. And that was the case this season. Next season, nearly 40% of the works are by living composers. Why is that so important to you, Stéphane?
Oh, because actually a symphony orchestra is an alive art form. And I think it's fantastic to see what the world is offering us and that we can reflect in music with it. So it's very important to build as well the repertoire of the future. So all that together, it becomes very organic to just program music of living composers. And I'm excited indeed. I don't think we had ever such a high number. As you said, 40% of what we will present next year is composed by living composer. We have world premiere, a big one with Kevin Putz, famous composer who is born in St. Louis, to open our hall called House of Tomorrow, and many other commissions, co-commissions. And it just makes what we do vibrant and connected to our world. And it's exciting to discover what is new.
Mm-hmm. And Kevin Putz is the composer in residence for the SLSO. What does that mean for the symphony and for someone who is from St. Louis?
Well, we're very lucky. It's a amazing fact that actually he's born in St. Louis and have lived here for part of his childhood. He lives now in New York and is one of the most performed and revered composers today, having scored some triumph with the Met in New York, for instance. And so what is fantastic is that we can focus on his music and have him visiting us and just go deeper into his own style, into his colors, his way of writing. And we are actually also very soon publishing a new CD of his music. And and he composed a piece singing of us, knowing Powell Hall, knowing our orchestra. And so all that creates really a very strong connection that will come to fruition next year as a composer in residence.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to world premieres, Stefan, it sounds very impressive. Beyond like how it sounds, what is so important about the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra being able to present world premieres?
Well, we are a major world-class, you know, symphony orchestra, and therefore it is very normal, I would say, and logic, organic for us to present the best possible music of today and to commission it, to allow the best composers to write for our orchestra. So it's just extremely exciting to commission some pieces to the best composers of today and to have them thinking of our orchestra when they write. And it's like giving birth, really. It's it's just something as exciting because it's a promise to the future. And I'm always, of course, wondering if indeed this new piece may be the, you know, just a masterwork that will stand the test of time and become forever one of the legacies of our wonderful St. Louis Symphony Orchestra.
Right. So moving back to Powell Hall, you talked about birth, and there's a renaissance in a sense. Powell Hall has been closed the last two seasons because of renovations. And on the last weekend of September at Powell Hall, you will emerge from the side of the stage, step to the podium, and lift your baton. Here's what SLSO President and CEO Marie-Hélène Bernard had to say about that.
That moment will be deeply emotional for me. It's 2 years of construction, but for me, it's 10 years in the making.
Stefan, what do you imagine that moment being like when you lift your baton and you are back in Powell Hall?
Well, I tell you, what we will all feel on stage is that it will be a reunion with the communities of St. Louis and of this, county and this state. And it's just a feeling that we will be again together there. And I'm pretty sure there will be quite a loud cheer and emotional moment where we will feel again connected. Music is the shortest way from one heart to another. And when we will be able to start and make some new fanfares and one from the past, it's just so exciting that we will right away offer some world premiere. James Lee III is writing a universal fanfare for us, and then we'll continue with the chorus, by the way, because this is very important. Our whole season is made of large, bold, big pieces. You know, it will be so exciting. You know, I tell you, it's a catalog of amazing masterworks, and we will start with our symphony chorus that we love, and we will actually play together a world premiere of called House of Tomorrow, and later in the season, in unison, chorus as well will join us, and we'll end the season with a world premiere with them from Nathalie Joachim. So yes, it will be a very, very strong season with some big events, and when I will enter on stage, it will be the start of a new era, a new history for the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra.
Mm-hmm. What makes Powell Hall so special?
Definitely the acoustic first. I'm a musician, and I remember as a guest conductor when I arrived there and heard the orchestra in rehearsal, I was like, my God, this is a dream. It is a special. And all the guest artists from the entire world, you know, just are always blown away by the warmth of the acoustic to the point that when we visited one of the most famous acoustics in the world in Amsterdam, the Concertgebouw in Amsterdam, the musicians and I, we say like, oh, we feel something very similar to Powell Hall, actually. We are feeling almost at home in this this very, very, very revered acoustic in Europe. So no, it's a very special place, and we're very lucky because it was not supposed to be like that. It was in 1924. It was a movie theater, and it has been transformed, and the acoustic has been reworked in 1968, and it became indeed this world class acoustic. And now we have a company called Kierkegaard that did some tiny adjustment to make it even better. But you know, it's like a Greek theater. Like it's magic. The further you are, almost you, the better you hear. So if you go to the very last row on top of the theater, you physically, so far from the stage, yes, the sound seems to be just going to your ear directly. It's magic.
Mm-hmm. The acoustics of Powell Hall, how is that shaping up? I understand that you will also be getting into that a little bit more in the coming weeks.
Yes, we will actually make some tests privately to see, because we have new chairs that will be more comfortable, actually, and we moved very tiny the back wall of the first of the parterre of the orchestra seats. So we have little reflector on the side because we wanted to give even more melted sound of the orchestra for the last seats of the orchestra level, you know, the first level. So so we will do that to see if there is any adjustment needed. But it was very important for me that we keep just the whole thing as it is, to have to perpetuate actually the richness of this acoustic. So there will not be any revolution, tiny little adjustments that are in plan, but we'll check that indeed. But there should not be any surprise, because we definitely conserve what is the main acoustic of Powell Hall, which is a dream.
Right. Now, you were talking just a moment ago about performing with the chorus, and that will be true on the first weekend of the fall. At the Two Hill, I understand that there wasn't room for a chorus there. So does being back in your permanent home, I mean, simply put, just make things easier?
Oh, definitely for the choral projects. What happened during the past two seasons is that we did all the big choral works actually in Stifel, because that was the big stage that could accommodate that. And yes, Two Hill was not able to accommodate choral project. But we didn't do less, I would say, during those 2 years, because we love our chorus, our choruses, and we had all the concerts that we used to have in Powell, but in Stifel. So now, of course, we'll be in one home, and we'll do the whole season there, and there will be again the new center, and I'm so happy that this center is improved. The way people will be welcomed will be vastly improved, and we'll have a new education learning center, which is very exciting for a big part of what we do, which is to offer educational concerts to children of any ages. So I'm very excited that this will become even more a destination, a hub, a center for music.
Mm-hmm. Are there parts about the renovations of the hall that we have not touched upon yet that you are particularly excited about as the music director?
Yes. Look, I love our musicians, and I must say I'm impressed how they cope before with the backstage areas of Powell Hall, which was, as I said, not supposed to be a symphony hall. So it was not offering a lot of possibilities for them. And now, finally, we have like good spaces for them, good place to practice, good place to store the instruments, a good place to meet backstage. So I'm very happy that we'll make this orchestra much more attractive also to new musicians that want to join, saying like, well, on top of having a world-class, indeed, acoustic and stage and a beautiful hall, you have also a very pleasant place to rehearse and to live, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's a big part of the renovation as well.
Mm-hmm. So returning to what is happening in the next season, I would like your take on something else that SLSO President and CEO Marie-Hélène Bernard said as she was reflecting on her 10 years with the orchestra and its mission.
For me, it was moving the experience from an intellectual experience to an experience of the heart, to really moving from the head to the heart, and really reassuring audiences that they don't need a special knowledge to enjoy classical music. What they hear resonates in their heart. It speaks to their soul.
Stefan, in what ways will next season's lineup speak to people's hearts and their souls?
I totally agree with Marie-Hélène, by the way. What is great with music is that you don't need to know anything to enjoy it. Of course, if you know even more, you can enjoy some specific aspects of it even more. And I'm very excited that we will recreate our series that we called before Crafted, which now will be called Playlist. It's our symphony happy hour where I tend to explain and put some excerpts of what we will play. And it's a very fun concept because people can drink and eat before. There are a lot of stations with a local food maker and so this is a very friendly way to get a kind of audio guide, if I may say, like you have in museums, mm-hmm. Live, where we explain a lot of things about the music and then we perform it. So that's something I love. But myself, I always speak to the audience, by the way, at the start of a concert to welcome them and to put them at ease and to speak about why this program is put together and maybe one or two few things that they could really look forward to in the piece. And often it does change the passive listening to a very active listening, and people can relax and feel that they can enjoy the music even if they never heard it before, even if they don't know so much about classical music. It's very accessible. Mm-hmm. We make actually classical music very accessible. It's in the DNA of this institution, and it's also what I love, is mm-hmm. to share with everybody.
Now, can you tell us a bit about the American music that you are featuring next season, particularly with the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence?
Well, it will start right away, I have to say, on our very first concert with the Fanfare for the Common Man of Aaron Copland, which is, of course, a very special piece written during the Second World War. And we will actually also commemorate the end of the Second World War with the War Requiem of Britain and some other pieces. But yes, we do program a lot of American music, and I'm very excited that we have a lot of composers, American composers of today, and you know, great American conductors as well, like Leonard Slatkin, like David Robertson will be back, and so we will have a great series of American music, and honor, of course, John Williams, which I'm very excited about, and the one of the most iconic symphony, the Copland Third Symphony, will be performed as well. But what is interesting is that this season is that we try to really offer a large variety of styles. Mm-hmm. We also offer a lot of films, by the way, but I'm conducting a film next season, by the way. I'm conducting Amadeus of Miloš
okay.
Forman.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, if you want to come to see there, you better really take tickets very soon, because it's, I mean, we have amazing sales right now. There is such an excitement and an interest of the audience to be back in Powell. So I can only recommend to be careful to get a ticket on time.
Right.
Oh, yes, we'll have a lot of sold-out performance, it seems. So that's exciting. But yes, there are such a diversity of repertoire that I think we can really connect with families, because we have a lot of education projects as well, a lot of festive concerts, you know, at Christmas with In Unison, and I will conduct, by the way, the New Year's concert as well. I'm very excited to be back at this very fun event with everybody dressed so well, and it's mm-hmm. so festive. Oh, it's so exciting. So yes, we will celebrate America 250 and more.
And more. You are a very busy man, Stefan. And in addition to being music director of the SLSO, you're also the artistic director for the New World Symphony, and you are also principal guest conductor of the Netherlands Radio Philharmonic. So with all of this traveling, you know, outside the symphony, What is it that makes St. Louis special to you? What do you appreciate about coming back here?
It's my home. I mean, my family and I live here to start with. So I love to travel the world. I'm guesting in many orchestras in Asia as well, in Europe, in South America soon. So yes, it's a big part of my life to travel and to meet artists and great soloists everywhere. But I always feel so good to be home, and my daughter is at school here, and to meet people actually also who surprisingly recognize me a lot here.
So, oh, of course.
Oh, yes. I mean, when I go to a restaurant or even a supermarket, people say, like, hey, hello, Stefan. They call me Stefan, which makes me so happy.
Oh, by first name.
Yeah.
Oh, that is special.
Very exciting. I like that. And so I feel I got to know the community. I live with this community here. As I said, my daughter is at school here. So, yeah, it does feel really home, and I love the orchestra, so it is my family.
Mm-hmm. Stefan Denev is music director of the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. Stefan, thank you again for your time, and felicitations on SLO's the return imminently to the renovated Powell Hall.
Merci, Hélène.
Today's episode was produced by our executive producer, Alex Hoyer.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.